Okay, so we can try to do the Rambam today on Hanitz. So we notice the Rambam seems to learn it's a din in Kriya Shema, at least a din in Kriya Shema. Whether it's also a din in Tefillah is a different question, but it certainly seems to be a din in Kriya Shema. So the Rambam is Kriya Shema Aleph Yod Aleph, right? Aleph Yod Aleph. So, you know, let's go back a little bit. Aleph Tes. Let's just read it. I know yesterday we were a little bit rushed, but let's go a little slower today. So the Rambam is Aleph Tes. So, Ezeu is Man Kriya Shema Balayla. So, when is the mitzvah of the Zman of Kriya Shema night? Mitzvah sa mishasi tiyasuk ochafim, from tiyasuk ochafim, adchati alayla, until halfway in the night. Vim avar v'yicher, v'kara ad shalara mashachar, yotzi dichavasa. And if you do it later, if you violate it and you do it late, so as long as it's not yet dawn, the only reason they said chatzos is to distance a person from being negligent and missing. Once you do it past chatzos, you might fall asleep. Next thing you know, it's going to be you missed the zman. Okay. This is our case. So if you do Kriyishma Shel Arvis after dawn, before sunrise, you're not yotze. Unless you are an anas. Sounds a little bit like the rush, right? You're not yotze if you do it between avodah shachar and sunrise for the nighttime kriyishma. Unless you're an anas, you're going shikar or chola kiyotzma, right? The anas shikar beisazayin and avodah hashkivenu. And if you're an anas and you do it during that time, you don't do hashkivenu like the Tosis's interpretation of hashkivenu, right? So basically, this time period, according to the Rambam, seemingly you can't use it as an extension of this Zman Shchiva unless you're an Anas, right? Unless you're an Anas. Straight up, you can't. But if you're an Anas, you could. Okay. Halacha Yod Aleph. Ve'ezu Yizman. So that was all the din of Kriya Shema Shel Arvis. Now, Ve'ezu Yizman Zman HaBayom. Now, here's the key word. Mitzvasa. Okay? Mitzvasa. Okay? So when is this Zman? Mitzvasa shiyaska likros kodem hanitzahama. The mitzvah is that you begin to read it before hanitz. Veshiyigmar likros ulavarech v'achachorana im hanitzahama. So then you finish, you complete reading it and finishing the last bracha with hanitz. Veshiyazek miyisrusha kodem shetalam hashemesh. And that shiur is about 6 minutes, a tenth of an hour before the sun rises. V'micher v'kara achar shalson v'shachar. And if you delay and you read it after the sun rises, then you are Yotze She'onasa, because it's time, Ad Sof Shalosh Shos Me'am, is until the end of 3 hours, L'misha Avar V'icher, for someone who violates, who's over, and delays. Okay, so he has two things. He has this man, the Ona, this man seemingly is for 3 hours. But it's only for someone who's over v'icher. The mitzvah is to do it, right? The mitzvah is to do it where you start it about 6 minutes or so, start the rachas about 6 minutes or so before hanetz, and you finish it with hanetz. Right? You finish it with hanetz. Right? That's the Rambam, right? So that's their question, is what's the idea of the mitzvah? What's this whole idea that the mitzvah is to begin it? First of all, what's this whole din of hanetz having to do with Kriya Shema? Why is that a kiyum in Kriya Shema altogether? And what's the whole din that you start it 6 minutes before? I mean, you start it however long it takes you, right? I mean, what does the Rambam tell you that? I mean, if the mitzvah is just to finish it at hanetz, so then fine, you finish it at hanetz. What does the Rambam tell you? It's approximately 6 minutes. So, you know, who needs that for? Right? Just say the Zman is to finish it on it. And enough. Right? Right. Okay. And then we'll just finish up the basic game also while we're at it. But I mean Yud Aleph is really the main problem. So the Rambam says like this, Mi Shahikna Mukar Krishna Shal Shachars, Achar Shalom Shachar, let's say you do Shachar, Krishna Shachar after dawn. Afal Pisha Hishlam Kodno Tani Zachama, even though you finish it before on it, Yotze Dechovasa. You are Yotze. Ubishasat chak, right? Kigon shayamashkim latzis laderach. Right, shasat chak, like you have to go on the road. You koy lechachila mishalom hashachar. Then lechachila, you're allowed to read it. Shasat chak, You're allowed to read Lechachila before sunrise, right? By that after dawn. Okay? But primarily, if it's not a Shas Adchak, you really is holding, you have to do it later, right? Right before sunrise. Right? Okay. Oh, yeah, fine. So that's enough. All right, so that's the question. The question is, again, in the Rambam, in Aleph, in Aleph, if Hilchos Krishma, what is this whole Indian? What's this whole Indian of doing it with Hanitz, doing Krishma with Hanitz? And again, if the mitzvah of Krishma is B'shachbacha, so how does this become? I understand saying it's a mitzvah to do tefillah the first moment possible. That I understand. When the sun rises, something like that. But what's the mitzvah in Kriyashma? I mean, Kriyashma is about Shachbah of Kumecha. So why? How does of Kumecha make it a mitzvasa to do it at those 6 minutes, right? And what's the mitzvah? What kind of, where's the source? What is that mitzvah? What's the Indian of that mitzvah? If you're telling me of Kumecha means at this time, then well, what do you mean? I thought you have all the way 3 hours. Or look, you have the time where most people get up. I understand that. That's, I guess, between Amud HaShachar and Hanitz. Then you have the time where the kings get up. Then what's this? What is this? At Hanitz. So what is that? When is that? Who's getting up then? What's that whole idea? And why is that the Kumecha time? That's what I was thinking, okay? It's a hard problem, okay? I almost gave up. I did give up, but then I came back to it. And still may have to give up, but, you know, we'll see what you guys think. So I was thinking a little bit like this, is that, just as an analogy, sort of, like, let's say like this, is a person typically, or let's say like this, is when did people used to get up? Okay, when is the time when people get up? So I'm going to suggest, based upon the sources a little bit, is that the kings, the princes used to get up by 3 hours in the day, okay? Other people, it depends. The early risers got up at around Amud HaShachar, right? Or Mishiyakir or whatever, somewhere around Amud HaShachar, right? When they, as early as they could, so to speak, when they have enough light that they don't get eaten by a wolf or whatever the case is, or they see their friend or whatever. But basically at the beginning when the light starts coming up. But in general, people got up. The rove of people really completed their getting up at sunrise, right? And that's when you really have the light of day. When the sun comes up, you've got the heat of the day, you've got the light of the day. It's like, in a certain sense, that's the culmination of the Zman Kima, as we said previously. That's the common, besides for the princes. What I'd say is, like, that's primarily when the functional day of a person begins. Okay, that's what people call day. For instance, I forget, one of the Rishonim said that, the Rosh, I think. Even though maybe it's technically day from Amud HaShachar, but people call it day when the sun comes up. And that's basically when the day, like on a functional level, is really underway. Okay, so that's what I'm suggesting, is that basically most people basically get up by sunrise. Okay, now let's take that as that's the fact I'm positing, okay? It's not open that that's the case, but that's the fact that I'm positing. Now, most people want to get up so that they're ready to start their day at sunrise, right? Sunrise is, again, you have a limited amount of hours in the day. You don't have electricity. So people basically want to get up. Typically, they want to get up by sunrise. Okay, look, again, you have early risers who get up even earlier if you got a lot of work or whatever. And you got kings who are late risers. But the rove of Bnei Adam basically get up by Hanukkah. Okay, and they're ready to face the day, fully awake at sunrise. Okay. Now, if you go with that fact, so I'll ask you like this. When would people wake up? Right? So I'm saying sunrise. But I'm saying is waking up doesn't quite take a minute. Like, let's say you want to know, you have an 8 o'clock minion, or you're doing a daven at 8 o'clock. So you can't wake up at 8 o'clock. I mean, you got to wake up before 8 o'clock. Because if you want to start your day, you want to start minion at 8 o'clock, well, it takes time to get up and to get out of bed, even if you're davening and you're downstairs in your living room, right? But still, I mean, you got to wake up. It takes time to get out of bed, right? Now, how long does it take to get out of bed, right? Let's say nowadays we have an alarm. So if I want to start davening at 8 o'clock, so when do I set my alarm? So it depends. Different people, different amounts, right? Different people, different amounts. One person gets up slowly, and he'll take 20 minutes, he'll set his alarm. Another person gets up quickly, he'll set it 5 minutes. Different people, different amounts. But basically, everyone would align their activities, their wake-up time, such that they'll be able to complete the process of waking up right at 8 o'clock, let's say. But going back to the actuality, in those days, sunrise is the time, right? Sunrise is the time. So basically, I'm saying is that people typically, in general, Sam Bnei Adam want to be awake and ready to face the day at sunrise, okay? And therefore, Sam Bnei Adam, what do? When do they wake up? Well, they figure, how long does it take them to wake up? How long does it take them to get out of bed, right? And let's say 10 minutes. And then so they'll do is they'll wake up 10 minutes before sunrise. And this way, they will be ready to face the day at sunrise. Sunrise begins, and now they're ready to do their day, their work of the yom, right? Their work of the day, right? Okay. That's like Sam Bnei Adam. Just Sam Bnei Adam. I'm saying Jews, not Jews, whatever. This is just the way people would work, is that you figure out what time, whatever time sunrise is, you're going to be waking up that amount, the amount of time it takes you to be able to get ready for sunrise. You don't want to miss key moments of the workday or whatever when after sunrise. So that's the way you'll align yourself to your getting up will culminate with sunrise. Okay? Your getting up, your process of waking up, getting out of bed, washing your face, getting dressed, in general, for people, not talking halacha, just practically, would culminate with sunrise. Okay? That's the way Sam Bnei Adam would align their day. Okay. That's what I'm saying.
Where's that one? I understand, but is that...
Okay. Now, the Rambam's holding is like this. That the mitzvah of Kriya Shema, of Uvkumecha, is as follows. Is that just like Sam Bnei Adam, get up, their process of getting up culminates with brushing their teeth and going out into the world. For the Jew, V'shacha Uvkumecha, our uvkumecha, our culminating our wake-up process and approaching the yom, culminates with Krishna, with Kibbul HaMachashmaya. How do we approach the day? What do we do before we walk into the sun? We say Kibbul HaMachashmaya. And that's the mitzvah. So the mitzvah of uvkumecha is to align, to make the Krishna the like gemar of your waking up. It's like that's how do you wake up? How do you culminate your waking up? You're not done waking up when you brush your teeth. You're done waking up. You're done getting ready to approach the yom when you're makabel machshmaya. And the mitzvah is to align your kriya shma, to begin your kriya shma in a way, just like your average person who's not a Jew aligns his alarm clock or his wake up so that he'll finish his process of getting dressed at sunrise. For us, the finishing of the process of getting up is completing Kriya Shema. So Kriya Shema is an extended activity. It's approximately a 6-minute activity, or however long it is per person, but around 6-minute activity. So the mitzvah of Uvkumecha is basically, it doesn't just begin the second you complete Kriya Shema. See, the kiyum is not just that instant. The kiyum is that you plan. You make Kriya Shema the gemar of your waking up. And how do you do that? You do that by beginning Kriya Shema, Berchas Kriya Shema, 6 minutes before, or however much it is for you, by beginning, and then culminating it at Gal Yisrael. So the Rambam's describing the time, the 6-minute period or whatever, because he wants to show you it's not just a kiyum of the gemar. That's the way you think of it. It's like the mitzvah is to finish Kriya Shema at Hanetz. It's not quite the idea. It's not just to finish it at Hanetz. It's like you're aligning your Kriya Shema Uberchoseha during the last period of time of in your Uvkumecha, in the process of your kiyum. And in your process of approaching the yom. So it's like he's trying to describe for you a time period, because he wants to show you that's part of the mitzvah, is to calculate the amount of time it takes And according to Rambam's calculations, about 6 minutes. But for each person, if for you it's 10 minutes, then so be it. But the mitzvah is that you, again, you're the mitzvah of Uv Kumecha. Again, there's this man kima, and this man kima extends all the way until kings get up. And it starts all the way at the beginning of a three, you know, Ha'amar HaShachar, because that's a time when some people do the action of getting up. And technically, you'll take Yishma any time in that time period. But he's holding the mitzvasa, the vasikin. What the vasikin did is that they took this thing, which is a process of kima, which the world has a process of kima, and that world's process includes mundane chores, getting up, washing your face, brushing your teeth, whatever the case is, getting dressed. And the gemara of the Jews getting up is Uv Kumecha, is saying Kriyashma. And therefore, how do you do that mitzvah? You begin, you can't just do it on the dime. You have to calculate it. You have to be medactic. You have to figure it out. That's part of what Vasikin did. You have to begin, and you know it takes about 6 minutes. So when you see, you have to get a sensitivity of how light, how the sun is and whatever. You have to basically begin the process approximately 6 minutes before, right? And such that you'll culminate it with the sunrise. The same way a worker will begin brushing his teeth and all that 10 minutes before the sun rises. So this way he's ready to face the day when he's fully brushed and all that. He doesn't waste any time. So for us, our finishing up of the waking process is Kabbalah Sama Shemayim. And then we approach the day. And what's the first thing we do? We do tefillah. Right? So that's the where the Gemara connects it to the tefillah. But it's not only about tefillah. It's about Kriya Shema also. Even if you're not doing tefillah then, still it's like, how do you approach the day? The last step of approaching the day, readying yourself for the Yom Kippur Shabbat Shemayim. And then the first step of the day is about the Hashem in tefillah. Right? But that's, again, he's not mentioning that here because that's an independent idea. That's not intrinsically dependent. The Gemara connects them, but it's the Rambam's learning. It's independent, even if you weren't doing that. But the bottom line is the person approaches the day with sunrise. And this is the way, it's like the last readying step of your waking up process is Kabbalah Sama Shemayim. It reminds me a little bit, I mean, it's a whole different discussion, but the Rav wanted to say the end of the Jewish meal is benching. Benching isn't just something you do after you eat, but it's like the final step of the Jewish meal. The benching is the gemara of the meal. So I'm saying it's like the benching, the Kriya Shema is like the culmination of your kima. And that's mitzvasa. Uv shachla uv kumecha. Uv kumecha means it's like with your kima. Mitzvah is to do Kriya Shema with your kima. It's not, but yeah, ma'akev. There's a zman Kriya Shema again, which is the entire time in which people get up. And your yotzei during that time. But there's a lechachila, which the Vasikin did, is to make this the final step of their kima. The Rambam seemingly holds Yechayev to do this, because he says a person who doesn't do this, if you're avar v'icher, if you violated and did it late, you're still yotzei. But it sounds like the Rambam holds Yechayev to do this. Eli's asking, why can't you just say incorporate into the process of beginning up? What's the difference if it's at the end of it, or the middle of it, or the beginning of it? Just at some point, you finish it before sunrise, before in the build it into the process. So maybe you say is like, the idea is like the final thing which you do before you approach the day is like the topping, icing on the cake. It's like that's your last, like that's saying now I'm ready. So it's like Kriya Shema is the, what ultimately defines you as a person who's ready to approach the day. It's not just like another step in the process. One thing, it's like you're brushing your teeth, you're saying Shema. It's not one of the things. It's like you did all the other preparatory or physical things, and now you as a human being are ready to approach a day, and it almost defines your day. If you do it like in the completion of your process, and you're about to approach the day you do it, it defines your initiation of your yom as a yom of Kabbalah Sama Shemayim. So it's like by completing your approach of the day with it, it defines the, in a certain sense, the punchline, the culmination of your readiness to approach the day. and other things are almost like preparatory. So you have like preparatory steps, but the final touch is like a person may look in the mirror before they walk out the door. We don't walk in to look in the mirror, we do Kavasa Moshmai. So it's like that's what ultimately makes you fully ready to approach the day is the Kavasa Moshmai. It's not just another step, it's the conclusionary step, that which really seals off your readiness. Two questions, I was asking, so look, some people get up earlier, some people get up later, some people get up in time, so why are you fixing it based upon Hanei Tzachama? So that I could see saying is like this, is you could ask that question, stop. If I'm a toll booth collector and I work in the middle of the night, why can't I do Kriya Shema Shel Shachar at 2 in the morning, right? But the mitzvah of Kriya Shema is codified based upon the Derech B'nei Adam, right? It's not up to each and every individual, but it's codified based on Derech B'nei Adam. So just like it ends at 3 hours because that's when kings get up and it starts at, I'm not sure if that's when some people get up. So it's like the whole structure is built around B'nei Adam in general. So there's the beginning of when people get up. There's the, you know, the extremes where people begin getting up. There's the people, the final step of getting up. And then I'm saying there's like the Rov B'nei Adam getting up. So it's like the mitzvah of Kumecha is like, it's not... I guess this is what I'm saying. I'm not saying it's like, this is a concept. It's not actually like while you're getting up. If you get up, for example, an hour before, there's no mitzvah to get up 17 minutes before Hanetz. You could get up 2 hours beforehand and then just do this and then do Krishna Gavasika. So I guess what I'm saying is like, the concept behind it is what I'm describing. It's like you're involved, you brush your teeth, Sishma. But that's not the way it's halachically set up. Halachically it's set up is that there's a mitzvah to do Kriya Shema uv kumecha with the culmination of kima. And the culmination of the kima for Rov B'nei Adam is sunrise. So the mitzvah is like, it's a concept that Kriya Shema is the final step of man's readiness for approaching the Yom. And therefore the mitzvah of Asikin is to align Kriya Shema with the gemara of the process of kima. And that's what it means, uv kumecha. So the way I'm describing it is like an experientially in my framework, and I think that's your question, is that if in my framework I catch the 5:17 train, then I should, you know, make sure I say Kriya Shema by 5:17, whatever. But I'm saying that's like the idea behind it. But halachically it's set up is that the mitzvah of Kriya Shema is in the with the culmination of the Zman Kima, which is the objective Zman Kima, which is general, which for Rov B'nei Adam culminates at sunrise. So I just want to say, it's granted, I'm not sure how much you guys think about this svara. It's somewhat strange. I'm not saying this is an ordinary svara. I don't think I would say this, but I'm trying to explain a difficult Rambam, and it's you know, this is what I've come up with again. I'm not sure. It's interesting. You know, I certainly think it's interesting. It's, you know, I'm trying to kind of piece together from the Rambam, and this is what I. But you know, if you don't love it, that's, you know, your prerogative. So Ken has a good question, is why not say Kriya Shema should be the first thing you do, right? So why is it like the first thing you do before the day, right? So I think that's a difference, and we'll get to this. There's a machlokas, actually. There's a machlokas about this. The pasuk says, we just did this gemara a little bit, but it says, Yiru'ucha im Hashemesh. You should like fear Hashem with the sun, okay? And that's what they learn out, that's the idea of davening Kriya Shema, davening at Hanetz, is like with the sun. As the sun is rising, you fear Hashem. Right? And the fearing of Hashem is the most learned, it means just tefillah. Okay? It means just davening. Right? But give me 1 second, let me just find this. It's a good question you're asking. Give me 1 second, I just find where they say this. Yeah.
On Testament days, isn't it?
Yeah. So it's
big lines halfway down.
Yeah. I'm just looking at the footnote and the Masefta, that's what I'm looking for. So it's like this. Yeah. So it says like this. Um, Okay. So let's find out that was. So the Gemara says like this. It says, "Asikinu Gemara Soma Itzachamik Deshias Machul Tefilav Nesumas Fal Bayom." Amar Zera Maikra. What's the pasuk? Yerucha Em Hashemesh. Right, you should fear him with the sun. Lufnei Yareya Dor Daran. Okay, so let's say Rashi says like this. It's Fal Bayom. The Hanit Zachama Derekol Yomo. My crowd, the mitzvah is spelled in Hasan Itzachama. What's the pasuk which teaches it's a mitzvah to daven with Hanit? Dechsiv Yeruchem Shamesh Masai Misyarei Mimcha. When do they fear you? Kishemoracha Mikablam Aleim. When they accept your fear, Dahinu Machla Shemayim, Shemikablam Aleim Bekriyashma. That's Machla Shemayim, which they accept in Kriyashma. See the Bach? Yes. Fine. Im Shemesh Kolomar Kisha Hashemesh Yotzei Hainu Im Anitzachama. So it says, when do you daven? When do they fear you properly? When the Malchus Shemayim is with the sun, with Anitz, right? So it's like that's when. It's funny the way Rashi's saying it. It's like a mitzvah to daven with Anitz, because you daven with Anitz, your tefillah is a true Yiras Hashem when you accept the Kalamach Shemayim at Hanay with the Hanay Tzachama. Right? Okay. So it's a din, making it like it's a din in tefillah, but it's like it's like you accept the Kalamach Shemayim and then you fear him. So it's a little confusing with this Kriyashma and tefillah, which one is it? But I think the idea is that there's like two things. Like this tefillah is different than Kriyashma. Okay, Kriyashma is like an internal Kabbalah. It's a Kabbalah Zol Malchus Shemayim. It's like an internal acceptance of Zol Malchus Shemayim. But tefillah is avoda, right? Tefillah is avoda. It's like you're going into the world and you're like proclaiming Hashem is the king. And you're davening to him, and you're begging, you know, asking him for your needs, and you're praising him. So whereas, like, the essence of Kriyashma is like an internal Kabbalah, I'm saying Tefillah has a din of avoda. It's a serving God, the fact that we do Shevach Bakash and Hodah before him. So I'm suggesting is that it's like the Kabbalah Zol Shemayim is the preparation for the day, and then the day begins with Shemona Esrei, with Avoda, with Tefillah, with Avoda Shebelayev. So it's like, because Tefillah has the din, so it's like the first thing in your Yom is Tefillah. So, but it's like prior to your Yom, you have to have the internal Kabbalah. So it's like you culminate your process of getting up with an internal acceptance of the Yom of Shemayim, and then you do a Maisa of Avoda, which is Tefillah. So tefillah is the first thing, because that's like once the day is light. Once it's light out and people are out and around, there you're going, being Ovid Hashem, you're proclaiming the I guess in theory, but Tzibor, but whatever. The point is that you're doing a Maisa of Avoda. Tefillah is a din of Avoda, which means like you're serving God by expressing the ideas, these ideas about God. But again, Shema is more of like an internal Kabbalah. And that's like prior to the day. That's your personal wake-up. Saying like, V'shach Chav Kumecha, is like the Torah should be on your heart when you're on the road, when you're traveling, when you're going to bed, when you're waking up. It's not avoda. It's not going out in the world and proclaiming or anything. It's your Dvaram Ha'ilah Hashem Kutzev Chayam Alav Avecha. It's like on your heart. It's part of in your private when you're going to sleep, when you're waking up, when you're getting up. It's not part of your avoda. Your public avoda. Tefillah is part of the avoda. And tefillah you see is connected to the Midim and the Kavanos. Tefillah is like a proclamation of the idea of Hashem HaHashem and Hashem Mevakesh for him that he fills your tzrachim. Tefillah has a din of avoda, but Kriyashma doesn't have a din of avoda. So I'm saying it's avoda is an activity which takes place by Yom. But the Kriyashma is more of a personal Kabbalah, which you do as part of your process of waking up, part of you going to sleep. And so it's like it's in the Zman Kima. It's with the Uv Kumecha, with the Kima. It's incorporating it into Kima by doing it, by culminating it at Kriyashma, at Hanitz. And that's when Yeruchayim Shemesh, that's when you'll have the true Yiras Hashem throughout the day, is if you your initiation into the day culminates with Kabbalas HaMalach Shemayim. But the first activity of the day, Le Mitzvah, is to do it to Tefillah, right, at Hametz, and you end up getting them both. And that's why the Gemara does link them both, because there's Shmiel School and Tefillah, and you have the two. The two work well, very, very well together when you do Shmiel School and Tefillah. But the Rambam isn't saying it here, because Rambam is saying it's the idea of Kriya Shema standing on its own 2 feet. Even if you were doing Tefillah later, or even if you weren't davening for some reason, you have stomach issues, and you're not davening, still Kriya Shema should be finishing it with Vesikah, with Hametz. Its own idea. Let's just set up what I want to take up for tomorrow. Okay? So you have a machlokas, which we mentioned briefly yesterday. So the machlokas is, when does the zman, again, this is, again, these overlap, the different tana'im. But the machlokas in the Mishnah basically is, when is the zman of Kriya Shema begin? Does it begin mishiyakir in tcheilas lelavon, when you could tell the difference between tcheilas and white, or between tcheilas and karsi, tcheilas and some other type of a blow? Purple, whatever, some similar color, right? Which one is the Zman? The Zman Kima, right? I'm sorry, right, of Kumecha, right? Oh, your 1/10? Yeah, I'm saying the 1/10, my point of the 1/10 I'm answering is that he's telling you that's approximately how long it takes. But the reason why he's telling you how long it takes is because he's saying the mitzvah of Vasikin, he wants you to see, is not just the din of finishing Kriya Shema at that point. It's the idea of aligning the entire Kriya Shema Berchaseha to be the last segment of the Zman Kima. So of the person's Kima. So the Zman Kima culminates at Kriya Shema, and it's a mitzvah to begin. It's not just at the end, it's the whole process. This is the final step of your Kima. So how long? So it's approximately a 1/10 of an hour. Now that's, again, he's trying to show you not the number. The number happens to be, that's what he thinks it is, in his opinion, or whatever, his personal thing. But he's saying is, whatever it is, it's a mitzvah for you to figure out how much it takes you, and thereby to align that as the gemara of your kima. So he's telling you what he did, but he's modeling for you that that's what you should do, because that's the way people do things when they want to have the final step of their getting up process. They figure out how long it takes, and they do it during that time. And that's the mitzvah. The mitzvah is the entire Kriya Shema Berchaseha, is the with the kima. Right? And then the Gemara says, v'etcheles lavan doesn't mean between a ball of white wool and a blue wool, because obviously that you can tell even in the middle of the night. But it means like whatever, those little strands of white on blue strings. You know, things just didn't quite catch the color. So, and the Yerushalmi says that machlokas is the same machlokas as if you say the side who says that it's when you see when you the one who says that it's tcheilas lekarsi is the same sheet as the one who says it's between a dog and a wolf, or a chamar and a wild chamar, because I guess they're all similar things, like similar blue colors, similar animals. Same time, the time when you can tell the difference between two similar things. And the time who says that it's blue and white, it's like the time where you could identify your friend within 4 amas. And Tosa says, it doesn't, basically, Yishalmi, it doesn't mean your close friend, because your close friend, you could see him in the middle of the night. You know his mannerisms perfectly, even earlier. And you're a distant friend you've never ever seen before, you're not going to be able to tell him even within whatever, you still can't recognize him. So it means it's like your sort of friend, someone you know, in the hotel, whatever, someone like that. So it's about the time that you could identify him. And the Rishonim says that's akin to the sheet that holds Tcheilas Lavan. Tell the difference, identify Tcheilas from the Lavan. So the question is, what in the world is the Svara for this? I mean, how do you have Machlokas like this? What's it dependent upon? Right? What's the Svara to say it's blue and white or blue and blue? And, right? The whole thing sounds like strange. And there's one piece of information also, is also in the Yerushalmi. It says like this. It says, one second. We have to find it. Oh, yeah. Re'isem oso. They say, Re'isem oso, l'schartam. So you see it. It means that which is near it. Namely, you see the tcheilas, which is near the white. The other one is Re'isem Oso. Okay. So let's I'll get into it a little bit more, but that's the basic question. I mean, there's some clues maybe in the Shalmei, but that's basically what I want to get into. What's the machlokas? Whether they say it's been tzedes l'lavan or been tzedes l'karsin? All right.